Sorry about that. Okay, praise the Lord. Can I say it again? Glory to God. I guess you can see that the title of my message tonight is Express Mail. Amen. Praise God. Express Mail. You know, we've all ordered things online. We've ordered things on the phone. And, you know, most of the time when we order something like that, it takes weeks to get to us, 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes more than that. But I want you to know tonight that God has got some answers coming to you like Express Mail. Amen. You know, Express Mail gets here a lot faster, doesn't it? We all like Express Mail. We want it to come now, don't we? Amen. Well, God is in the business. You know, we all know that everything doesn't come immediately, but some things do. We forget that. And we kind of put everything off to way later. But God is a now God, amen? He says now faith is, amen? And so we can believe God for some now answers to our prayers. Expect Express Mail. Turn with me in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 1. Glory to God. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12. Says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God will hasten his word to perform it. Amen. Now, hasten means accelerate, quicken, advance, hurry. Amen. God is going to hurry your answers to you. Praise God. Isn't that good news tonight? He's going to accelerate your answers to your prayers to you. Amen. Quit putting everything off to way down the road. One day, God is going to meet this need. One day, God is going to do this. No, now faith says it's on the way. It's coming express mail, amen. It's coming sooner than you think. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got to have now faith. We've got to quit putting it off for the future. We've got to quit putting it way down the road somewhere. One day. No, today is the day. God says today is today. Now is the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amos 9, chapter 9 and verse 13. And the Message translation says, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up with it. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Yeah. Amen. Everybody say blessings. Blessings. Express mail. Express. Answers. Yes. Come quickly. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news tonight? Amen. So my faith is going to be for now. It's not going to be for way out yonder somewhere. Hopefully one day. No, my faith is now. It is today. Now. Today is the day. Glory to God. Amen. That's the way God wants us to live. He wants us to live with our switch of faith turned on. See, we go around telling it like it is. But God says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it right now with my natural eye, but I see it in my spirit. Amen. Now faith is. Glory to God. So I'm putting my faith out there for some now happenings, for some express happenings, for things happening now. God says, get ready. Get ready for some express deliveries. Uh-huh. Amen. Glory to God. Now, one thing that we've got to be careful of is from amen until there it is, what are we saying with our mouth? That's right. What are we speaking? I taught that last Wednesday. We have got to line up with God. What is God saying? What does God say in His Word? Amen. We've got to walk with Him. Can two agree unless they walk together? Amen. God has divine favor express mail for you. Pastor and I speak it all the time. We have the favor of God and the favor of man. Everywhere we go and everything we do, we have favor. Amen. Now, you might be dealing with a financial situation where you're dealing with somebody that is talking to you about a bill that you owe right now. Well, before you call that person up, Amen, you start declaring that you have favor with them.
That's right.
I have the favor of God, and I have the favor of God with this person. I have favor with them. There's just something, you know, I'm just going to have a connection with them. It's going to be like a light bulb moment when they talk to me on the phone. Amen. Start lining up with God's Word, with what He says. Amen. Divine express mail. God has divine opportunities coming to you like express mail. Doors of opportunity that you've been praying for. See, the enemy wants you to get weary. He wants you to get tired. He wants you to start speaking. You know, I just guess it's just not God's will for this to happen. No, if it's in the Word of God, amen, if it lines up with the Word of God, see, this is God's will. This is His will right here. So we don't have to question that. See, the enemy will come telling you that it's not God's will. But the Word of God, you find in the Scripture where the Word of God says that He will supply your need. Amen? It's His will. God has divine breakthroughs coming to you like express mail. Oh, one day I might get a breakthrough in this situation. I know it looks so bad. My child's been on drugs for so many years. It just looks like he's never going to get a breakthrough. No, you turn that talking around, amen. Whatever you are praying for, whatever you are asking God for, let your words line up with it. Amen. I know that this situation looks bad, but my God, hallelujah, He's going to deliver my child. He's going to turn it around. Amen. And He knows just how to do it. See, we use up so much energy to we're just so battle-weary and worn out trying to figure out how it's going to happen. And when it's going to happen, that's up to God. Amen? All I've got to do is say amen, hallelujah, shout and praise God for it until there it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has divine ideas for you, like express mail. See, we need to quiet our spirit down. We have to be determined that we're going to quiet our spirit down because we need to hear from God. Amen. When we pray, amen, we need to quiet our spirit down because God doesn't want us to do all the talking because He has something to tell you. He's got some divine ideas to give to you. Amen. He's got some doors out there. And if you can't quiet yourself down to hear what door He's talking about, that He's speaking to you about, then you're going to miss it. It's not God's fault. He's trying to talk to you. He's working on it right now to get the answer to you. Amen. You've got some divine connections. like express mail, amen? Yes. Glory to God. I can see right now I'm going to have to pull you guys in tonight. Amen? Because the Lord already spoke to me about battle weariness, that His people need a refreshing. Yes. Amen? Because, see, these are the last of the last days, and the enemy is turning up the heat on God's people because he knows that his time is short. Amen. But we serve, how many of you know? We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got something to be excited about, to be happy about. Amen. God's still in control. He hasn't fallen off of His throne. He hasn't lost any of His power. Amen. Amen. Get ready for refreshing tonight. Yeah. Amen. Get ready. Be prepared for refreshing. Be ready to receive a refreshing tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So we're going to leave that child in God's hands tonight. Yeah. We're going to leave that financial situation in God's hands tonight. God, I believe that while I am here at Oasis Christian Center, while I am hearing the Word of God, that You are taking care of my child, that You're taking care of my financial situation. Amen. And so I come to get a refreshing tonight. I came to hear from God tonight. I came to get into the presence of God tonight. I came to get into His glory tonight. I came to receive what God has got for me here at Oasis Christian Center. God's got some good things planned for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's got some divine relationships coming to you like express mail. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in well-doing. Amen. Don't be weary in well-doing. God has got some divine provision coming to you like express mail. Glory to God. Everybody say He's able.
He's able.
God is able. Amen. He's a good God, isn't He? God has got divine deliverance coming to you like express mail. Amen. God has got divine increase coming to you like express mail. Amen. We need to lay our hands on some things. Amen. See, the devil's coming against your stuff. He's coming against your family. He's coming against your money. He's coming against your car. He's coming against your washing machine. Whatever he can come against. And we need to lay hands on some things.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And command the devil to take his hands off of our stuff.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we're going to get refreshed in here tonight. Amen. We're going to remember who our God is. We're going to remember who our God we are is that we serve tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These things are coming to you. They're coming like express mail. I want to get you charged up tonight, amen, so that you'll start expecting. Amen. Quit listening to what the devil's saying and listen to what God's saying, amen. He said that I will supply all your needs, hallelujah. He said by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I might have to say it a few times a day. I might just have to go around the house proclaiming some things. Amen. I might have to get out of my car at my lunchtime and just start proclaiming some stuff. Amen. See, it's not God holding these things back from you. It's the enemy. It is the enemy holding it back. Amen. So we've got to tell the enemy to stop and to take his hands off, to cease and desist in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say it so.
It's so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Y'all might get me stirred up in here tonight. Amen. Now you might be thinking tonight that your situation is too big, too hard, but God says there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
There is nothing too hard for him. Amen. There is nothing. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
There is nothing too hard for your God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I heard a testimony I wanted to share with y'all tonight. This woman telling that her husband had passed away. And he was a businessman. He was always investing in stuff. And she wasn't in the business world at all. She really didn't know anything about the business world. But he passed away, and they were in $6.5 million in debt. $6.5 million in debt. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been pretty far in debt before, haven't you?
Yeah.
I had never been $6.5 million in debt before. Thank God, yes. You got that right. That seems like an impossible situation. That seems too big. That seems impossible. That makes you want to say, well, I just might as well give up. But this woman, she had great faith. Amen? Great faith. She said that at the time of her husband's death, he had eight business projects going on, and all this debt that she's having to deal with. But she knew God. Amen. She knew that her God was a mighty God. She knew that her God was a great God, a big God, a strong, mighty God, a miracle-working God. You know, it's going to take a miracle in the situation she was in. Amen. She said, you know, God, she spoke to him just like she would somebody standing in front of her. She said, God, this situation is too big for me. But I know it's not too big for you. She said the first thing she did was cast the care of it. See, we get the care of our problem, our situation, so heavy on us that we take it on ourselves, amen, and we think we're going to give it to God. You attempt to give it to God, but then you say amen and you go on about your way, and before you know it, there it is again. You're pondering it over and over and over in your mind. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to work it out. But the Word of God says casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. So she cast all the care on the Lord. And then she prayed in her natural tongue. And she asked the Lord to show her what to do. Then, this is a very important part of prayer. Then she listened for the Holy Spirit to tell her what to do. See, the Holy Spirit will tell you. You know, it might not be in a big booming voice, but you'll know on the inside of you if you will listen. Amen? And not reason it away. And the Holy Spirit gave her a divine idea for the greatest need, the most immediate need that she had at that time. He gave her a divine idea. See, that's what we need. We don't need Sharon's idea. Uh-huh. Amen? We need God's idea. We need to know His direction. We need to hear what He has to say about it. Yeah. Amen. Ask and then listen. So He gave her these ideas, one thing after another, as the need most immediately was. And in 1 year's time, let me say it again, 1 year's time, she had paid everything off except one mortgage. $6.5 million. Amen. Now my Bible says that God is no respecter of person. What He did for her. Now you might have to talk to yourself. What? I'm not crazy. I'm not going to talk to myself. Well, you talk to yourself all the time anyway. You've got this conversation going on, and most of the time it's negative how bad this is and how it's not going to work out, and it's just going to get back, go from bad to worse. We need to have a conversation going on. What the Word says, amen. My God is able. My God is bigger than this situation. Yes, this situation's big, but my God is bigger. Yeah. And I'm not looking to Sharon. I'm not looking to myself. I'm looking to my God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent her answers like express mail, one thing after another. A woman that knew nothing about business, He gave her some ideas that only came from God. Didn't even make sense in the natural. But you know, that's how our God works. He's a supernatural God, isn't He? Amen. Hallelujah. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. It's not too big for God. Hallelujah. We've got to get that down in our hearts, in our knowers, in our spirits, that it's not too big for God. You know, the Lord is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I was dealing with a situation many, many years ago, and I was asking someone for some advice or counsel or wisdom. And they said, you know, I've faced this kind of situation before, and I ask and pray and I'll ask the Lord for His direction. And then when the enemy comes to me trying to discourage me and tell me it's not going to happen, I just try to get real light about it. I'll just say right out loud, they can't eat me. You know, because we're thinking, what are they going to do to me? You know? So His lightness, they can't eat me. I thought, well, that's true. They can't. I don't think they can eat me. At the time, I wasn't real sure. Amen. But we need to make a connection of faith. A connection of faith. Not too big for my God. So what might should take 20 years to accomplish, God can accomplish it instantly. Immediately. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Express mail. Glory to God. God will speed it up. He'll accelerate it. Hallelujah. He'll send it like express mail and get it to you in a hurry. Amen. Glory to God. Maybe it should take years for your body to heal or for you to get well from what the doctors have said. But God is sending express mail healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He healed them all. He doesn't turn them away.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We've all dealt with things that have come against our bodies. And the devil will definitely try to make you in that position. He'll come against you in your body. But God, by Jesus' stripes, see, I've got a God. I've got a Jesus that already went to the cross. He already took the stripes upon his back for my healing. What else can I ask him to do? He can't do anything else. He's already done it. See, we've just got to get that in our spirit, man. We've got to know it. Amen. Oh, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I don't care if I have to say it 10 times a day. If I have to, whatever it takes to stand up against that thing. You think, you'll just, the enemy will make you think, well, that's just something that I'm going through. You are being fought. You are being attacked by the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're being attacked like that, we need to have somebody that we can call, somebody we can talk to. Amen. Say, I need prayer. I'm going through this thing, and I need somebody to pray for me. Will you please pray for me, intercede for me, intervene for me? Because believe me, when you're in the middle of an attack, it's not easy. You're fighting a warfare that you are going to need somebody to be praying for you. So don't think, a lot of people think, well, I've been living for God long enough, I should have the faith. I shouldn't even have to ask anybody to pray. No, that's a lie of the enemy. We all need everybody else.
That's right.
When we're going through something. We need all of us.
Yes.
Pastor, me, every one of us.
Yes.
It's not a lack of faith to ask for prayer. Not at all. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. It changes things. Hallelujah. Remember express mail. Are you going to expect? I want to just put something out there tonight to stretch our faith, to get our focus on believing God. Whatever, there's something going on in each and every person's life tonight. If there's somebody in here that's not going through something, I want you to come up here tonight and tell us how you're doing it.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to believe God for some express answers.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Quit putting them off. Quit speaking. Well, maybe one day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Amen. Awesome God. Amen. Express mail. And at this time, I would like to ask Miss Darlene to give her testimony. God is awesome. Let's give her a hand as she comes. Amen. She needs a mic. Yeah, if you don't mind, is that okay? We all want to look at your face. Thank you.
Again, I want to start with this. You remember this last week? When Pastor spoke this and told us to say it every day and put it on a refrigerator, when we was having our devotion, My niece is living with me now, and we have that devotion. I got it out again. And I said, I want us to say this out loud and really, really mean it. And so it says, I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. And I said, okay, do we believe that or not? So we stood on that. When was it, last week? And I just want to tell y'all, for 2 years, Joe and I have been claiming a better car. For 2 years, we have said we're getting a better car. And Sunday, on the way home from church, my husband said, I'm still believing for me a better car. Well, guess what? Monday night, we got a call, and they said, we've got, are you sitting down? And I said, yeah, I'm sitting down. Well, I thought it was bad news, you know. Somebody asked you, are you sitting down? And they said, we got a car for you. And I said, do what? Oh, gosh. I said, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. And my niece said she got blessed so much because Joe was crying. I was crying. We were just having a good old shouting time because I want to tell y'all, God's no respect of person. And what he done for Joe and I, he'll do it for you. Whether it's healing, whether it's a better car, because we were fixing to have to get new tires on the car my son was letting me borrow. We were fixing to have to get new tires for that car. This car has new tires, has a full tank of gas, and has been serviced. Ain't God good? And I just want to praise the Lord for everything that he has done the last 6 months. That word y'all used a while ago, what was it? Accelerating? Accelerating? How you say that? Huh? Accelerate. That's what God has done the last 6 months for Joe and I. God brought him through cancer. And I praise the Lord for that. And God has brought him through back surgery. And the last 6 months, the devil's been coming and coming and coming against his children. His son was in the hospital in Birmingham last week. And they said his high triglycerides was higher than they'd ever been, off the charts again. Well, see, he's got the disease, they say, that only 3 people in the world has. So they don't really know how to treat him. His triglycerides goes like 7 to 10,000. And he's a walking miracle. Yeah. But Joe and I is telling the devil to get his hands off.
Yeah.
And we went down there, and he was released the day we went to see him. He was released from the hospital, and he is a walking miracle. And I want y'all to pray with us and agree with us, because we pray for every one of y'all. We pray for y'all all the time that God will intervene in any situation you have, that God will come in, whether it be financial, healing, or whatever it is, that God will do it for you. Because we love every one of y'all, and we appreciate y'all's prayers. We appreciate everything, that intercessory prayer group. We pray for them all the time because they are fighting a battle, and they are holding everyone in this church up. And so we need to hold them up and pray for them and believe God for what God can do, because God's no respect of person. Y'all say that with me. God is no respect of person. What he done for me, he'll do it for you. So just keep believing God.
Praise God. Praise God, Ashley. Glory to God. That was awesome. Praise the Lord. That was awesome. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. And isn't it wonderful to know that he loves each and every one of his children the same? Amen. We're all his favorite children, every one of us. And so I want to just read this again, what the Lord had given to Pastor for us to confess. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. Praise God. Give him another hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Ashley, you can come.